Welcome to the Money Control Real Estate Show, where we provide actionable advice from real estate experts, developers, and first-time home buyers every week. I am your host, Vandana Rumnani. Today, we have Amit Goyal as our guest. Amit is CEO, India Sotheby's International Realty. Amit is here to tell us about real estate investment opportunities in farmhouses, which have become a popular asset class after three waves of COVID-19. With work from anywhere becoming the norm, it does not really matter where you reside, even if it is a farmhouse. Hi, Amit.
Hello, Vandana. Thank you for having me on this show. And hello to your listeners.
Thanks, Amit. So, Amit, let's start by asking you, who should consider buying a farmhouse? How much should one have in one's pocket to buy one?
Okay. So it's an interesting topic, Vandana, and especially post-pandemic, the demand for farmhouses has increased, you know, dramatically. Mm-hmm. There are more and more interest that we and our teams see in different markets across India for larger mm-hmm. homes, mm-hmm. which are more of, you know, lifestyle upgrade for most families where they need more amenities, more open area and space, mm-hmm. and they also feel close to nature.
Okay.
So a farmhouse is typically, you know, an acre or 2.5 acre in most of the places. And these farmhouses do provide you much larger open area, you know, a lot of trees, swimming pool, you know, area for play for children. Mm-hmm. And people can have their own wellness area, could be a gym, could be a yoga room, mm-hmm. and a theater room, meaning, you know, cinema. So all these facilities are generally people look for when they go in for farmhouses. And in terms of, you know, how much pricing and all, mm-hmm. it ranges from place to place. For instance, okay. in Delhi, most of the farmhouses are about 20 crore and above
mm-hmm.
in ticket size, and they go as high as 100 crore, 150 crore.
We do
have some farmhouses on our platform, and the price range is typically, you know, as I said, between 20 crore to about 100 crore.
So, Amit, after three waves of pandemic, do you think farmhouses are here to stay? And if yes, will they be first homes or second homes for those who buy into farmhouses?
Interesting question. So, we recently did a survey where we still see, you know, a significant amount of people looking to spend more time at home and work from home or work from anywhere, as you rightly said,
mm-hmm.
and which is why we've seen robust demand, not just for primary homes in the city centers, but also vacation homes, be it Goa or Rishikesh, Dehradun, or, mm-hmm. or Kasoli, Shimla, Mashobra, these belts, or even down south, Coorg, etc. We've seen very, very good demand. And we feel that people would continue to spend some time at home while they work. And the demand for these farmhouses as well as vacation homes will continue to remain robust.
So you mentioned, the location of farmhouses. Now, when we talk about farmhouses, does it mean that one is buying into a plot of land on which one would have to construct a bungalow, or are they also ready to move in farmhouses by private developers?
It's a mix of both, actually.
I see.
So there are a lot of builders or developers who are active in this space, and they buy pieces of land and then they build a community where not just one single dwelling unit, but there are multiple homes within that community. So it could be a 10, 15, 20 acre parcel where people do develop multiple farmhouses with all the amenities, and there are some built-to-suit as well.
I see.
Where buyers buy, before it is completed, and they can customize as per their own taste and requirements.
So what is the average size of a farmhouse? I mean, when you were to compare it with, say, a bungalow in any part of the city?
You see, city-centric homes have always been in demand because of the ecosystem that it, you know, helps, you know, to a home buyer, for people's, you know, workplace, their children's school, the clubs that they go to, be it, you know, a Delhi Golf Club or a Gymkhana or a Hindia Habitat, etc. So, it also provides access to, you know, places like Lodhi Garden, Siri Fort, Sundar Nursery. So that's a great ecosystem where people have always preferred to live. And you're also close to popular markets such as Khan Market, etc. Okay. Where you know, people have good cafes, restaurants, eateries, bakeries, etc. And that becomes the ecosystem, as I said, where you also have in the vicinity friends and family and relatives, right? But of late, because of COVID restrictions and protocols, the social distancing norms, people prefer to remain, when you're isolating yourself with most people and you avoid meeting people, you know, physically, rather you meet people virtually. So farmhouses do make a lot of sense, and which is why they are gaining more popularity.
Okay, and so what is the average size that one would be looking at in a farmhouse?
Farmhouses, for instance, in Delhi, typically, as I said, they are 2.5 acres and above. And you would have a built-up area of about anywhere between 5,000 square feet and above, with a lot of open areas and open usage. Okay. Amenities that people create for themselves.
What kind of due diligence is required, Amit, when you set out to buy a farmhouse? What kind of legal documents are required? And is registering a farmhouse any different from registering an apartment or a bungalow in the city?
Okay. That's the most critical piece when it comes to buying a farmhouse.
Yeah.
Because in farmhouses, you need much greater and much deeper degree of due diligence and you know, engagement of very competent law firms,
okay,
which can go back, you know, as long as 30 years in the past and check all the paperwork, all the title chain of the property, how it has moved from, you know, one family to the other family, etc. And also the approval. The
okay.
approval is something which is a bit complex in different parts of India.
Okay.
Like, for instance, in Alibag, you know, there are a lot of Mumbaikers who go and you know, buy their secondary home in places like Alibag, Lonavala, Mahabaleshwar, etc., where you know, there are approval norms are much easier as compared to Delhi, where it is much more tricky.
Mm-hmm.
In Delhi, the new green development area policy has been on the cards for fairly long time, but it has not yet come. Where mm-hmm. approval norms for building plan sanction, etc., will become hopefully much simpler.
Okay.
But that is something which is still, you know, work in progress and not yet released. So today, getting a farmhouse sanctioned in Delhi is much more tricky.
I see.
And you know, in terms of registration, as you asked, registration of a property in the city center or the farmhouse, that's pretty much same. There is no such difference. Any parcel of land, there is no regulations as such that you cannot register. There are minimum thresholds for you to register properties. If it comes to farmhouse, there are no such regulations. The only policy today which is existing in Delhi is that you need minimum 2.5 acres of land parcel for a farmhouse or a country home.
And do you get a home loan to buy a farmhouse?
Okay, so the answer is no.
No. Okay.
For farmhouses, as I said, there is much more risk that a banker or a lender sees.
Correct.
So no banks are funding farmhouse purchases,
mm-hmm.
because the sanction plan is a question mark in
okay.
most of the places across India. So there
mm-hmm.
are very few localities, you know, in India where you would be able to access some finance, either through an NBFC or you know, from some funds. But most of the banks don't really fund farmhouses.
And how much does one have to pay for maintaining a farmhouse? Do you have to pay more if you were to compare it with an independent bungalow in the main city?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Considering the space, the scale that you have, as I said, most of the farmhouses are, you know, 1 acre and above across India. So there you need a battery of, you know, people to you know,
manage.
Starting from your
yeah.
gardener to the security, to the housekeeping staff, to your cook and to other, you know, household helps, etc.
Yeah.
So you need, typically we would see a minimum of 8 people on a farmhouse, including all of these, if not more. So that's something, you know, that is going to cost much more as compared to a home in the city.
Thanks, Amit. Thanks for all the valuable advice. And that with that, we wrap up this episode of the Money Control Real Estate Show. I'm sure our listeners would have gained valuable advice from Amit on the farmhouses market. For more tips and tricks on how to invest in real estate, tune into the Money Control Real Estate Show next week. Bye!